so that there will be no need of me. Of course, you are a little perplexed at my being with Melmount. You see, I met him by accident, directly I recovered. I found him with a broken ankle in that lane. I am to go now to the four towns to help prepare a report, so that I am glad to see you both again. I found a catch in my voice, to say goodbye to you and wish you well. This was after the quality of what had come into my mind when first I saw them through the grocer's window, but it was not what I felt and thought as I said it. I went on saying it because otherwise there would have been a gap. It had come to me that it was going to be hard to part from Nettie. My words sounded with an effect of unreality. I stopped and we stood for a moment in silence, looking at one another. It was I think, who was discovering most. I was realizing for the first time how little the change had altered in my essential nature. I had forgotten this business of love for a time in the world of wonder, that was all. Nothing was lost from my nature, nothing had gone. Only the power of thought and restraint had been wonderfully increased, and new interests had been forced upon me. The green vapors had passed, our minds were swept and garnished, but we were ourselves still. Though living in a new and finer air, my affinities were unchanged. Nettie's personal charm for me was only quickened by the enhancement of my perceptions. In her presence, meeting her eyes, instantly my desire, no longer frantic but sane, was awake again. It was just like going to Checkshill in the old time.